I grew up a proud bilingual individual. I'm actually fluently trilingual. I speak fluent English and French and fake Russian, which is a very easy language to pick up. Do you speak any fake Russian by any chance, ma'am? Fake Polish, right. It's like fake Russian, but with a bigger, stupider head, right? Fake Russian. It's easy to pick up, guys. All you got to do is just rhyme off a bunch of old hockey player names. Like, yeah, Sergei Fedorov, Alexei Kovalyev, Nikolai Habibulin. Right? Stuff's believable, you know? Right? That's what I like about traveling around. You know, you get to see some cool different accents and stuff. Like, I was in Australia a while back, and I witnessed a combo accent. That's where two accents that you did not know could combine do to form a super accent, right? So I witnessed the Italian-Australian accent in this authentic Italian pizzeria in downtown Sydney. I go up to the guy at the counter. I didn't hear one word come out of this guy's mouth. And I say, excuse me, sir, can I get the deluxe, please? He goes, yeah, you want some anchovies on that, mate? I was like, I don't know, maybe hold the choves there, Super Mario Dundee. But I grew up speaking some French, and when people outside of this country find out that you speak French, they assume you speak like the suave Parisian French, which is not what we have here, right? I mean, these ladies around the world, man, they can hear a dude from Paris say anything, they'll just fall for it like suckers, right? Like, you ladies could hear a dude from Paris say an octopus farted, you'd start juicing till your socks are wet, you know? I grew up around the French-Canadian French, right? You guys have heard that stuff, huh? I'd rather listen to a deaf chick come. It's a goddamn good joke. If you're offended at that joke, well, you heard it, so...